Well, Steve, on the face of it, let's be honest, you've got to give Cardiff credit, but that's, from Villa's point of view, not a performance that you want to see.
No, it's awful. Really, really is awful. It's arguably, I know we had some tough ones last year, but it's the same old, which is the most disappointing thing for me. Same old, go away from home, don't do the basics against a big physical team. And of course, once we don't score, well, we've had an opportunity to score again, then all of a sudden, when we've conceded, we can't respond in the right manner. And I have to say, we have to look at each and every one of us. That simply wasn't good enough. And it sticks in my throat because, you know, the championship, you know, you can be a good team and this, that and the other, you have to do the basics. And that is, you have to compete, especially when you come to places like this. Mm-hmm. Big crowd, big expectation. And unfortunately, we've gone under. And that's the most disappointing thing for me. I can understand getting beat. But for the hundreds or thousands that have come here today, you know, there's still a lot of work to be done. And I'll try desperately to put it right, because if it's not personnel, then, you know, we haven't got millions and millions and millions to spend. That's not the answer. We've got to find a resilience away from home. Otherwise, we're going to come and stuck again.
Mm-hmm. I mean, how disappointed are you about that mentality, sir? Because you've gone out and brought specific players to help you out with that.
Well, listen, two or three are here to help the group, but it's a team that wins a football match. Mm. And the team that have gone out there today haven't done enough to really have an impact in the game of what we needed. The centre-forward bullied us all day long. And unfortunately, the longer it went on, the worse we got and the more we unravelled. Mm. And we have to address that if we're going to try and succeed. And it's still where Achilles heel since I've arrived, and I have to be brutally honest with myself too, that I haven't been able to address it. Mm. In the 6 months I've been here, I can't address it quickly enough, because there's flashes of us last week. I was very, very pleased. Yes, it was a one each, you know, but when we're up against it away from home, we haven't got enough. Mm. And the one thing that I've had all of my teams over the years is at least have a... That's why we've been successful. I have a team that has a bit resilience and a bit up and at you and puts their boots on. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, today, I've got to be brutally honest and say that just didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Reading away on Tuesday, good or bad thing that it's an away game so soon?
Well, look, we can't be any worse. Mm. Let's hope we can recover. We've had a difficult week in terms of travelling, but I don't want to make any excuse. Today, we were nowhere near what's required. Mm. And I take all of the responsibility, always. I've been here 6 months and a pre-season now, and I still can't get the balance right that we can roll our sleeves up and be prepared to what the championship is. Mm. So forget about footballers, and forget about, you've got to have a certain way about you, in my experience. And unfortunately, at the minute, we haven't got enough. As soon as we go a goal behind, we go under. And that, for me, is the most disappointing thing that I can level at the team. But we have to be honest with each other. And collectively and individually, we're nowhere near it.
Mm. It's also something you've got to get right sooner rather than later. I mean, it's only two games in, but you don't be waking up 10 games in with the same problem.
Well, if we're 10 games in and we play like that, I know what the consequences are. Quite simple. So, you know, I'm under no illusion. All I can say is I'm trying my damnedest, because the sad thing for me is we've got people with ability, but you have to do the basics right first. And unfortunately, we didn't do them anywhere near good enough today to get us anything from the game.
Just finally, on El Mohammadi, what was his injury and what's the problem?
He's got an awful mouth injury where... We've got people stitching him now. I would think he'll be a doubt for Tuesday. And it's fair to say, when we lost him, we fell to pieces. Mm. I'm not just saying Albert, because Albert came on, but we lost his penetration and what he gives us on the right-hand side. So it looks a nasty injury he's got. Mm.